Canadian company Moosehead Breweries launched a lawsuit against the Adirondack Pub and Brewery in Lake George last spring. Moosehead, which prints its namesake animal on its beer bottles, is claiming Adirondack's Moose-branded Moose Whiz root beer infringes on its copyright. Both products feature a label with a moose looking to its left with a red banner underneath. Moosehead's animal is portrayed in a more photorealistic illustration. Adirondack's moose is more colorful and cartoonish. Adirondack Pub and Brewery owner John Carr is in depositions this week. The company is speaking out via social media and an online petition to quote-unquote free the moose. In a recent YouTube video, Carr says there's a clear distinction between the two products and antlered animals.
I think anybody that looks at my moose, you know, knows that this moose is totally different than any other moose that's out there. I've always been respectful of their trademark. I've never made beer with moose in it, and I've never made, you know, anything using the term Moosehead or anything similar to that.
Moosehead did not have any additional comment, but referred WAMC to a March 2015 statement by VP of Sales and Marketing Trevor Grant. He said, quote, Adirondack and its lawyers chose not to respond to our multiple invitations, both written and verbal, to engage in discussion concerning a possible resolution, unquote. He goes on to say that the company is, quote, simply trying to make sure we don't lose the rights to the name and images we have trademarked and worked so hard to develop over the last 7 decades, unquote. In his video, Carr says after a back and forth with Moosehead, the company sent Adirondack a letter asking for Moose Whiz root beer to be taken off the shelf.
And I totally respect trademark law. I understand it very well, and it's a good thing, and it's there to protect creativity. It's not there to dominate the market or try to own an animal. And the concept that they're doing is that they own the moose.
Albany Law School professor Rob Heverly specializes in trade and copyright law.
I don't think this is a clear case. I mean, I think this is something where the proof would have to come in as to whether there's confusion.
Heverly says while Moosehead holds the copyright for its moose on alcoholic beverages and products like T-shirts, it does not on soda, and that may work in Adirondack's favor.
If they were doing beer and had moose on there, it's going to be an easier case for Moosehead. They're outside of Moosehead's main market, and that makes it a little bit harder to say, hey, everybody's going to confuse this with Moosehead beer. Because it's not beer.
Heverly said Moosehead would need to gather its own consumer data on whether buyers were confused. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.